to the ground.
Well, howdy, folks, and a big, warm, western welcome to every one of you from every one of us out here on the Lucky You Ranch. All the rest of the Sons of the Pioneers join me in that. I'm Ken Curtis, by the way, and we hope you're all in the mood for a taste of our kind of music, because we're all set to fire away with an old folk tune called Wait for the Wagon. You don't really have to wait, though, because here it comes right now.
Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
Will you come with me, my Phyllis dear, to yon blue mountain free, where the river runs like silver? Come roll along with me.
Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
The river runs like silver, and the birds, they sing so sweet. I've got a cabin, Phyllis, and something good to eat.
Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
It's every Sunday morning when I'm by your side. We'll jump into the wagon and we'll all take a ride.
Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
Thank you very much. Well, sir, I want to tell all of you how tickled we are out here on the Lucky You over the interest all of you are showing in the Christmas party we're cooking up for the kids around here who might not have as nice a Christmas as they should.
Well, that's sure right, Ken, and it seems like all of our friends want to pitch right in and help us every way they can. This started out as Carl Farr's idea, but the way it's taken hold, it's got to be everybody's party now.
Yeah, and it's sure going to be a big part of my Christmas, Lord, my old pioneer friend.
Well,
you know what I done, knucklehead?
No, and it may, from the look of things, take a while to find out. What?
Well, you know, some of them toys that we've collected that the folks have sent in to us along here at Lucky You Ranch, uh-huh. ABC in Hollywood. That's the address, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, some of them are kind of a bad, but they all have been scratched.
Well, naturally, Shug, they aren't all brand new.
Well, I got me some brush and some I got me some paint and some brush and mush. Man, them toys are going to look pretty, too.
Good for you, Shug. You got the right spirit there. The toys we get that are worn, we'll just fix them up and paint them, and they'll make a lot of kids mighty happy when we bring them to the party in those buses Carl's hired. And here's a fella that's kind of handy with a paintbrush himself. He can help you. Hi, Tommy.
Yucks, he ain't good for nothing today.
Well, Tommy, what's wrong? You and Betty had a spat? Well, you going over to see her tonight? Gonna take her a bunch of flowers, roses. Well, how about a big box of candy? Maybe some nice chocolates.
Say, I've got a suggestion, Lloyd.
Well, out with it, George, quick, please.
Now, what Tommy ought to do is take Betty a can or two of Planters Cocktail Salted Peanuts.
Oh, that adventure!
Yeah, sure. She'll like them because everybody everywhere likes those wonderful salted peanuts that Planter seals in vacuum cans. That's so you can always store them in your cupboards, just like any canned food. In fact, Planters Cocktail Salted Peanuts are made to order for you homemakers and hostesses, you wives and mothers, wherever you live. And those crisp, crunchy, jumbo-sized peanuts are grown way down south especially for Planters. And then they're roasted and toasted and salted just right by a special process. And then they're vacuum-sealed to keep them oven-fresh right up until eating time. So whatever kind of parties you're planning for the holiday season, keep plenty of cans of Planters Cocktail Salted Peanuts on hand. And say, here's a memo from Mr. Peanut to Mr. Claus. Be sure to include a vacuum can or two of Planters Peanuts and Planters Mixed Nuts in those gifts you're going to give to the folks at home and mailing away to the friends and relatives and, of course, you boys out there in the service. Yes, Santa knows Planters is the word for peanuts. And delicious mixed nuts, too.
Thank you very much, Tex. That was a small Texas tornado enclosed in Tex Messina's accordion and coming out in the form of Tico Tico. Nice work, Tex. You know, folks, anytime any of you get a little discouraged with the world, I just wish you could see some of the letters we get about the good things people go out of their way to do for others. Yes, sir, the world seems like a pretty fine place seen through the screen of letters we get about good deeds. Every day we read you a letter about one of them, and for each day's unselfish good deed, we award a gold deed to an acre on the Lucky You Ranch here in Southern California. For someday we hope to have the best good neighbors in the whole wide world. Lloyd's been poring over today's mail. Let's see what he's found. How about it, Lloyd?
Well, I'm sure ready, Ken, and I think this letter will be an inspiration to a lot of folks who may be thinking things look pretty dark right now.
Fine. There are a lot of us who will be grateful for a lift like that.
The letter says, "Dear Lucky You Boys, it wouldn't be fair for me to burden you with a lot of facts and figures, as I know your judges read a lot of mail. I'm just one of hundreds who this grand old man, through his patience and his tireless effort, has restored to a life of usefulness. In 1936, this man contacted me. That was shortly after I'd lost my sight, and naturally I was in complete misery and despair. I decided to just give up because I felt so helpless in my blindness. This wonderful man showed me how wrong I was, and in a very short time I was reading Braille and weaving baskets and rugs and lace and leather and doing many other types of handicraft as well as typing, as you can see by this letter that I've typed. Today, my wife and I, we have everything we need. And we're as happy as any two people could be. We both feel that we owe it all to our very dear friend, Alvin P. Gillick, 2521 Douglas Avenue, here in Carbondale. Mr. Gillick received a citation for his wonderful work for the blind. I hope this letter will merit your consideration for the Gold Deed Award to a man who's brought hope and new desire for life to those of us who can't see. The letter is signed Mr. and Mrs. Robert Ingersoll, Carbondale, Illinois. Well, thanks to you, Mr. and Mrs. Ingersoll, for your letter. And as a special tribute, on top of his gold deed, I'd like to join the rest of the Sons of the Pioneers in a song from the Ingersolls to Mr. Gillick. One that seems right for him because he's added so much warmth to the lives of others. But the embers, springtime seems so long ago. Throw another log on the fire, keep my golden memories aglow. So long ago.
Throw another log on the fire. Keep my golden memories aglow.
Much. That was Throw Another Log on the Fire, and I'll bet you it stirred up a lot of memories for everybody who's ever sat and dreamed in front of a big old-fashioned fireplace. But let's put the memories away for a while and gather around our own fire with a tune called I Told Them All About You. Listen for the deep bass voice of Hugh Farr.
You spied, yes, I told them all about you. I told each little bird every single word that you said was worthwhile. Yes, I told them all about you. I told the moon and every little star that shines above the way you roll your eyes and how you says it's gonna be honeymooning for two. Yes, I told them all about you. Told the whippoorwill, told the daffodil just how pretty you smile.
Oh, how I loved you. So would like to turtle dove you, baby.
Told each little bird every single word that you said was worthwhile.
Oh, baby, doll, sweet magnolia, so I'm proud I learned to know you, baby.
Told the moon and every little star that shines above the way you roll your eyes and how you love.
honeybee says it's gonna be honeymooning for two. Yes, I told them all about you. Yes, I told them all about you.
All the birds and the bees and the hills and the trees, I'm gonna tell the world about you.
Mighty pretty, Hugh. And, fellas, that bass part just proves one thing. Between his fiddle and his bass voice, Hugh Farr can hit just about anything.
Oh, that's not so much of nothing. You ought to see what I just about almost hit.
Probably high C on the candy store cash register, wasn't it?
Nothing like that, knucklehead. This was plumb dangerous, bud.
Then maybe you were singing.
No, sir, I just run off of a bunch of rustlers.
Rustlers?
Yep.
Shug, we don't have rustlers anymore, not around the Lucky U anyway.
Don't tell me I seen them. They were well rustlers.
Well rustlers?
Yep.
What in the world is a well rustler?
Grab, how ignorant can you get? A well rustler is a he's a water stealer.
Boy, you better stay out of that hot sun. Now, why would anybody steal water?
Them fellers was drilling a well, I tell you, right down in the corner of the lower pasture. Now, I seen a movie the other night where some rustlers were trying to steal some water, so right away I knowed what was going on.
Chug, those were the men drilling a hole for the telephone pole.
Uh-oh.
They're fixing to put in our phone, don't you remember?
Get her. What's about an eight-time mess now?
Well, I've heard the last of that. You know what I think? I think we better just make old Shug dig that hole himself.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. I ain't strong.
With all this, boys, Shug looks kind of pale.
Well, he'd ought to, Betty. He just chased away the men who were working on getting our phone in. Now he's going to have to dig the hole for the pole himself.
Now, cut that out, fellas. Leave me alone. Betty, do something. Get them rascals off of my neck.
You know, Betty, it's kind of a going the long way around, but if we work at it, we might just work that into a song cue.
Well, if that's a hint, I can take it. How about you, Mr. Perryman?
It was my hint, wasn't it?
Sometime I'll be with you to change your name to mine. One day in May I'll come and say
happy the bride, the sun shines on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day for you and me. Church bells will chime, you will be mine in apple blossom.
You and me,
church bells will chime, you will be mine in apple blossom time, in apple blossom
That was swell, Betty and Lloyd, and I'll guarantee no apple blossoms ever look prettier than that.
Well, thank you, Carl.
You're right, Betty. That was as pretty as a Christmas tree.
As pretty as some Christmas trees, maybe, but not as pretty as the one Carl and the rest of you boys are going to have for all the kids you're bringing to your Lucky You Christmas party.
Well, I hope you're right, Betty. Everybody's sure doing their best to make it that way.
You know, the only thing that worries me is that Carl's so bent on having this the biggest Christmas these kids ever had. I'm afraid he may try to bring in a giant redwood.
Nothing like that. I don't think that'll be necessary, Lloyd. The way the folks out along the Lucky You line are joining up with us and rounding up toys and things for these kids who otherwise might not have much Christmas. Well, we're going to have quite a time finding room for any tree, but it'll be there, and a big one.
And you know, one of the nicest things about this whole idea of yours, Carl, it's going to make the people who give their toys just as happy as it will the kids who get them. That's the way folks' hearts work.
Huh?
Why, well, Tommy, you're talking to me. Aren't you mad anymore?
Uh-uh.
Well, gee, that calls for a song, but I just sang a song. Well, will you sing, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
I met a cowboy down the trail just the other day. I still can hear his howdy boy as he passed and rode away. He turned in his saddle, he waved his hand, this happy sort of a lad. His smile was sent from heaven above, and heaven made him glad. The white clouds sailed before the wind, the grass bows to the touch of him. The hills are where they've always been. Oh, Lord, you made the cowboy happy. The plains are big and grand as you. The skies are always clear and blue. My heart is always smiling too. Oh, Lord, you made the cowboy happy. I know that someday, somewhere, the trail will surely end. I know that when I get there, this message I will send. You gave this happy soul to me. These eyes, that beauty I may see. Then like the wind you set me free. Oh, Lord, you made the cowboy happy. Lord, you set the cowboy free.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if he'd talk like he sings?
Well, I hope you guys are satisfied that it dug your dad burn for hotel for dug it. Now I'm wore out.
Now, why would digging one post hole wear you out so completely, Sugar?
Because I had to dig another and to put the dirt in, Higgamush. You don't see no gophers around here, do you?
You know, Sug, that's kind of a shame. We was actually just kidding. We wouldn't make you do that after you bought all that paint to fix up the toys for the kids.
Well, it's a fine time to tell me. Grab, but now I could bend plumb down to King Tut, King Tut, China.
You know, I don't want to hurry anything, but I have to get back to the schoolhouse, and I don't want to leave without hearing Hugh Farr's thought for the day. Have you got one, Hugh?
Well, I sure have, Betty. You know, I don't think there's any danger of ever running out of them here on the Lucky You. This one didn't come in our Lucky You mail today, but I think it's one that's worth remembering just the same. It's an old saying of a neighbor we had when I was a youngster. Every time anybody would go into town, he would say, "Don't worry too much how you look. Just remember that folks can see inside of you, too." And that's so true. Most anybody can recognize kindness and goodness when they see it. And no matter where you are or who you are, rich or poor, weak or strong, happy or sad, anytime you can spot those qualities in somebody's heart, you know you've found a friend. One of the most pleasant things in the world is to see how many people have those kind of hearts, if you're willing to see them. So watch, and you'll find life's path a little smoother.
Hugh, you're so right, and I'm sure we all want to remember your thought, particularly at this season. Something else you'll find in folks' hearts is music. Extra close to the hearts of those who love the Old West as we do is the real old Western music like this.
I'm going to hide away out beside that Utah trail. Moonlight as bright as day, far out on that Utah trail. There's where I'll settle down in peace, where all is still. In a little hut just built for two, tucked away in the heart of the hill. There, neath the skies of blue in the golden summertime. To welcome me far out on that Utah trail.
You ask me where I'm going so early in the dawn. I'm just a traveler roving, just a roaming on. I've looked this whole world over, many times I've searched in vain for a spot that seems like heaven to me, and I long to be again.
I'm going to hide away out beside that Utah trail. Moonlight as bright as day, far out on that Utah trail. There's where I'll settle down in peace, where all is still. In a little hut just built for two, tucked away in the heart of the hill. There neath the skies of blue in the golden summertime. Out where our friends are true and all nature is in rhyme. Someone is waiting with a love that never fails, waiting patiently to welcome me far out on that Utah trail. Far out on that Utah tumbling.
Well, friends, of course that tune means it's time to saddle up and get back to ranching again out here in the old Lucky U. We've enjoyed this visit with you, and all of us, the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Tex Messina, and I will be waiting right here for you tomorrow. Meanwhile, don't forget to send along any toys you may be able to spare to the Lucky U Ranch, ABC Hollywood, so that you'll be a part of our great big Christmas party for all of those underprivileged kids. Tomorrow, maybe we'll make a little more progress with getting the Lucky U phone installed. That is, if we can restrain Shug. Well, thanks for your Lucky U visit. This is George Putnam saying goodbye for now. This program came to you from the lucky you. Until tomorrow, be lucky you. America Sold and ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.